Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Hey, Steve, I got a couple things that you probably could kill you and you probably should know about them.
Oh, well, please enlighten me.
Well, one of them, maybe not you so much.
Oh, okay.
Waiting in pools or hot tubs can kill you. Or
dude,
at least make you really sick.
We've been saying that forever. Now, finally, science has caught up.
According to the Morbid and Mortality Weekly Report, I was just perusing it.
Yeah, you're a subscriber.
It's what I read while I'm in my bubble bath. Hey, where's the latest CDC morbidity and mortality rate report? More than 27,000 people were sick recently, and 8 deaths have been linked to exposure to treated water during a 15-year span.
Yeah, you're sharing dirty water with other filthy people.
That's like a hot tub. I want one, but then,
dude,
I wouldn't ever let anyone else get in it.
I wouldn't either.
Like,
just they're bringing their filth in there. Oh no, all the chemicals. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It might kill them, but then the chemicals are killing you.
Thank you.
Well, it's like you're gonna die from either
that
bacteria,
right?
Or this. Like, they're saying pools, hot tubs, and water playgrounds, mainly at hotels and motels,
yes,
are at a huge risk of spreading germs.
Amen.
So, you need to avoid pools and hot tubs. And here's the one that scares me.
Uh-oh.
You also need to avoid kitchen towels.
You mean like the cloth? No, you're supposed to use paper towels in the kitchen.
Do you use paper towels for everything?
Everything.
How many paper towels do you go through? Oh, it's hard though, because it's like 8 rolls equals 20.
And that's the ones I buy, is the 8 equals 20, because you get the bigger rolls.
They're huge.
About a week. I live by myself, and I'll go through these like once.
You'll go through 8 rolls in a week?
Maybe 2 weeks. I'm buying twice a month. I know.
Well, when I was done reading the morbidity and mortality rate, the American Society for Microbiology had their meeting, and they said it is extremely possible to get food poisoning from your towel.
Yes, because you cook, and you're a cook, you're a foodie.
Yes.
You're wiping all your schmutz all over that towel, and then when you're done with making your meal, you put it up there for everyone else to use.
I do not do that.
Okay,
I have two separate towels. I have a towel underneath my sink that is for drying my hands.
After you've washed the hands.
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing that touches that towel is clean water that's on a dish or clean water that's on my hands.
Okay.
But I have the towel I flip over my...
Like all you cooks do on your shoulder.
I flip over my shoulder that I use if I'm grabbing a cast iron pan or pulling something out of the oven. That's my schmutz towel, and it gets used for one meal. You're the one who used the word schmutz.
No,
but it's like, and most of the time I don't really wipe. If I have chicken guts on my hand, I'll wash my hand first.
And then use the clean towel underneath.
Or I'll use this one.
That's all full of filth.
But it's still, no, it doesn't have filth on it, because I really won't. If I have chicken guts on my hand, I don't want it on that towel, because I'm going to be touching the pot with that towel.
Thank you.
But I will wipe, like if I get a little flour on my hand, I'll wipe it on there. But you're not going to get food poisoning from flour.
Okay.
It's mostly clean, but I get what you're saying.
Okay.
What you're describing, according to the American Society for Microbiology, is the way most people do it. They like, oh God, I gotta wipe some crap off.
Yuck!
It said these people are literally putting that towel under their sink or wherever you put it.
What are you
for a month?
What are you doing?
I wash that towel.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to say I wash it daily, but
a lot.
The one that's over my shoulder, I wash after every meal. But the, like,
OMG, who are these?
70% of people claim they wash them once a week, but they think they're probably only doing it about once a month.
If you would just use paper towels, you will never have to think about any of this again.
You're aware that the people who don't want rainforests to be mowed down are screaming, going, you're going through 8 rolls of paper towels a week, dude. Yeah. That's
can I point something out though? trees, they're not a finite resource. They'll just keep planting more trees, though. That way I can still do my 8 equals 20 over here with the paper towel math.
Yes. Those people in the Amazon, now displaced because their treehouse has been cut down.
Well,
they're like, I'm glad you got 8 equals 20, fool. I don't have a place to live.
Hey, but I'm not going to die from salmonella or whatever these people are
dying from. See? There are no trees left, therefore no oxygen. You're going to die from a lack of oxygen rather than salmonella.
I really thought it out.
I'm going to do your slow clap now. Congratulations,
buddy. I'm dying over here. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.